This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Russian meddling in the elections was certainly a serious incident. We talked about it in the discussion we had with Minister Lavrov yesterday, and trying to help them understand just how serious this incident had been and how seriously it had damaged the relationship between the U.S., the American people, and the Russian people, that this had created serious mistrust between our two countries, and that we simply have to find some way to deal with that.
That's Rex Tillerson, U.S. Secretary of State, talking about the election meddling and the mistrust, telling his Russian counterpart that Moscow's interference in the election has damaged that relationship. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. And we go right to Washington. Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. So I used to say this a couple of months ago, but now it's like I'm a record that just won't stop saying the same thing over and over again. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like the needle is stuck back in the old days on the turntable. Still, nothing has really moved forward with this, right?
Yeah, what I was going to say actually is this Russia, Russia, Russia. Yes, but these comments today from Rex Tillerson, or excuse me, from yesterday now, aren't particularly new. He said what he said in the past. He has acknowledged, as the intelligence community concluded, that Russia acted to influence or meddle in the 2016 presidential election. And the Trump administration has maintained also that they want to improve ties with Russia.
Wow. So, you know, it's interesting where all this has gone, because we just saw, what was that, a week ago, Putin talking about reducing the amount that we had to reduce the amount of Americans in Russia who were operating in a government capacity. So it's still about manipulation, isn't it?
Well, I guess I can't speak to whether it's about manipulation, but I will say, Russia did there, right? They expelled these U.S. personnel. But I will remind listeners that at the end, right after this report from the intelligence community came out, if you remember, President Barack Obama, when he was still in office, he expelled a bunch of Russian diplomats, and he also seized two diplomatic compounds. So what Russia did was looked at as a tit for tat, and actually in the statement that accompanied this announcement that, diplomats would be seized in certain areas of the city or of the country, I'm sorry, it was two locations, not of the country, two small particular locations would no longer be accessible by Russian diplomats. They said that this was a tit-for-tat measure, and other actions will also be followed with tit-for-tat measures. So if the U.S. takes further action against Russia, whether that be sanctions, I can't imagine what it would be other than sanctions, Russia has said it will
times. Wow. And never a dull moment, certainly, in Washington, D.C. There now has been all this speculation about Mike Pence, and it's just a wild rumor, and I'm sure you've heard it. What about Mike Pence running next time around? I mean, we haven't even gotten through. How many days has it been with the Trump presidency? I want to say 200 days. So only 200 days, and not only is there a conversation about Trump and re-election, but also the idea that Mike Pence might run instead. Any chatter about that in D.C. other than these rumors?
There were the rumors, and then Pence, Pence batted down the talk of 2020 and pledged loyalty to Trump, which he's done in the past when, you know, discussion has come back. He's continuously pledged loyalty to the president. So, yeah. If you know, the rumors are coming from somewhere, but in terms of, like, do we have anything hard to back this up? No, what we have is him saying that he supports the president and that he's not thinking about a 2020 run right now.
Yeah, wild. All right, so we move from that to, you know, the Trump approval ratings and the fact that I was just looking at the CNN poll, and they said that the approval ratings, Lori, are at 38%, which is pretty low. Do they address those questions? Because I can imagine day in and day out at these press briefings, that's got to be something when those numbers come out that are asked.
Yeah, so the thing about this particular number, and this has come back up in the past, and spokespeople and press secretaries have continuously said that, you know, Trump has broad support in the country. And 38% in the CNN poll did say that they approved of Trump's handling of the presidency. And, you know, we're not going to get a question asked on this matter right now because Trump is on vacation. So there's no press briefing at the White House.
Yeah, and what was the deal about the vacation, too? Because there was something made about the vacation days because Trump used to talk about golf and Obama. And what do we know about that?
So what we know about that is there's this joke in Washington, at least, and I think among the Twitter sphere also and people who pay attention there, that for every Trump tweet, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's pretty incredible. You can find something where he contradicts himself in many of his tweets. And one of them was that President Barack Obama took a 17-day vacation, and he tweeted about it. And he tweeted about how President Obama was taking the Secret Service away from their families near the holidays. And this was a 17-day vacation, and here Trump is taking this 17-day vacation. So equal and opposite.
I like that, equal and opposite. What's coming up this week in Washington? Anything big we should look for on the horizon?
What is coming up in Washington? Well, you know, Congress is out. The president is out. So it's really the State Department and the Pentagon that are going full force in terms of, you know, interacting with the press. But planned announcements, I'm not sure that there's anything. There's always, you know, things that come up. I can tell you that the Secretary of State is still in Southeast Asia. And the president's on vacation. Secretary Mattis, the defense secretary, is heading to the West Coast this week where he's going to visit Seattle and California. I'm not sure where in California, but I know that he's going to pop in on it's called the Defense Innovation Unit, and it's a little hub that swaps ideas about technology and development with Silicon Valley, so he's going to check in on that. But there's no bombshell, you know, hearings on the Hill or anything like that coming up.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so a little bit of a break for you, kind of like being on the beach, right?
I'm not sure that it's like being on the beach. But, I mean, it was rainy here in Washington today, so I guess there's some puddles, there's water.
But it's not quite the same as the beach. All right, I love
not
it. Lori Lewis, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
So you heard what Lori had to say. It's kind of like an open playing field because nobody's around. And it's interesting, with nobody being around, meaning Congress is on a break, the Prez is on a break, there still is conversation, there's still stuff happening, but it's just not happening in D.C., let's put it that way. Hackers and HBO, wow, hackers have the edge, don't they? They demand millions in ransom, and they post stolen files. So you might say to yourself, what stolen files could hackers possibly post that would do damage that anybody at HBO would be willing to pay millions for? Oh, it's heavy drama. I know you want the ending to this story. Stick around. I got it for you next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hackers and HBO. This is the craziest thing. So the hackers, as we dive right into this story, post the name Mr. Smith, and they stole a bunch of HBO files online on Monday, demanded that the network, the cable network, pay ransom of several million dollars to prevent these releases. So the data dump included what looked like scripts from 5 Game of Thrones episodes, including one upcoming episode, a month's worth of email from the account of HBO's VP for film programming. There were also internal documents, a report of legal claims against the network, and job offer letters to top executives. HBO acknowledged the theft of proprietary info, said it's continuing to investigate, working with cops and cybersecurity experts. The network said that it still doesn't believe that its email system as a whole has been compromised. Now, this is the second dump, you know, second data dump from the supposed hacker. So far, the leaks have been limited. They haven't, you know, hit the chaos level. Because there was chaos at Sony in 2014. It ended up costing some people some jobs because of some of the crazy nonsense that was in some emails that were released. But the HBO hack, they say they have more episodes of HBO shows, movies, damaging information to HBO. Well, releasing Game of Thrones scripts would be damaging. And they want to stop the leaks. They wanted 6 months' salary in Bitcoin, which they say is $6 million. Wow. $6 million. So while the network struggles with that, and this is sort of an odds and ends of a different sort, right here from the get-go of the show, you never know until you know. Or maybe you don't. That sounds like an odd statement. This was another crazy story that came out. I don't usually follow Hollywood news that closely, but this was so odd. And I'm aware of his music, but Usher has been accused of not disclosing STDs. So, Quantasia Sharpton spoke at a press conference about her encounter with Usher after a concert. Her lawyer is Lisa Bloom. She says she doesn't have herpes, but explains she's speaking on behalf of herself and others, some who are positive and are embarrassed to speak out. So they're filing a lawsuit for three people accusing Usher of not disclosing an allegedly sexually transmitted disease diagnosis prior to sexual contact. So on Friday, there was a press conference. Well, there was a statement saying there would be a press conference on Monday afternoon in New York where one of the female accusers spoke. Wow. And the other accuser wanted to be private. But the one thing they wouldn't say is, did anyone catch a disease? See, because in California, this is interesting, and this is kind of why I brought this up on America Tonight, because in Cali, they say if you know you have an STD, you are guilty of a misdemeanor if you don't disclose your status to partners before engaging in any kind of, you know, sexual act. Now, in the case of HIV, it's a felony and can be punishable up to 8 years in prison. And that was enacted because of the AIDS crisis and some of the sad stories that happened to people, including heterosexual people who had contact with somebody who had it. And it was, though it was rare, there certainly were some sad stories. But there was a bill that was introduced that would downgrade that to a misdemeanor in recognition that HIV is no longer a death sentence because of some of the medical advances. Wow, it's a different world, isn't it? It's a different world, right? That's awful. I mean, that's just awful. So they may have a good case, depending on the evidence, because what is the evidence? They would have to have, they would have to have evidence on it. My family, because this is the height of vacation time, my family just came back from a big vacation at the Jersey Shore. And they stayed at a place called Ocean City. At another Ocean City, which that was in New Jersey, at Ocean City, Maryland, there was a very sad Ocean City death that kind of highlighted cave-ins that sometimes happen with the sand. And it's interesting because my whole life, my family would always build these sand castles. We would bury people in the snow. I'm sure I have pictures. I mean, in the sand. I'm sure I have, like it was snow, I'm sure I have pictures of myself as a child buried in the sand somewhere. And there was a woman who was found buried in a hole in Ocean City, Maryland, who died of asphyxiation. And her death was ruled an accident, ironically, because our studio facilities are not far from Plano, Texas. The 30-year-old was a woman, her name's Ashley O'Connor, who lived... It was from Plano and was vacationing with her parents. And it was, she got separated from them. And at some point she ended up in a hole in the beach about 30 yards from the high tide line, they say. The sand hole collapsed around her. Sand covered her, blocking her airflow. and holes on beaches and the tendency to possibly collapse are more dangerous than they look like. Because exactly what happened to her, they strangle you. They shut the air out. It's different. You think that it would, doesn't make sense. But they fall in or they slump, and they're at weird angles, and it's hard to get, it can be hard to get out of the sand, and that is just the saddest story. Because they say it's like marbles, and it's like the grains on the beach add up to a wide swath of tiny marbles. And the analogy I thought that somebody drew to kind of give you a sense of this, because you think sandcastles, the killer sandcastles. So they say, think of it like a sandcastle. I was reading this today in the USA Today. I love the way they presented it because it made it easy to understand. It's where you add a little water to the sand and you can get this 90-degree angle. The water holds it together, but too much water liquefies it. If you have a bucket of water, add a bucket of water to the castle, it's going to slump away. And this, that moist area where it recedes and then the sand dries, the integrity gets weaker. It's just like building a wall. And it's terrible. I had a boyfriend whose brother was buried like that, but he was working on a crew, and it was similar to what the beach sand did, where it caved in and he drowned. It was just like drowning, and they could not do anything to save him. And he was young too at the time. I mean, you lose consciousness, your heart rate drops, and then it eventually stops. You just don't get that oxygen to the brain. And it just, what a sad story, being on vacation with parents and then to see that happen. It is such a freak thing, and maybe not as much of a freak thing as one would think, though. They said, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, 52 cases of collapsing sand holes happened during a 10-year period, and 31 people died in 12 different states. I think that's pretty high, that with the sand hole collapse and what the risk is with that, much more than you would think, especially this sand on a beach, because you're definitely not expecting that's going to happen. And just a very depressing story for that family, but I guess a reminder that, you know, there's, again, goes to that what you don't know, and then you find out about you can't believe, right? Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're diving into the mailbag. Yes, plenty of mail from you, and the smaller guy in the back, because there's a bunch of tall people around them. We're going there next on America Tonight.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're the best. There is a good part in here. Dun, dun, dun. Ready? Here it is. Ready, folks? We got to have some fun on this show, right? Everybody's on vacay anyway, right? Bum, 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 bum. Ta-da-dum. Ta-da-dum. Ta-da-da. I like those kind of songs anyway because I don't have to sing. I just have to play along with the music. You know, who can't do ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-da-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, none of your emails had to do with that, although a couple of you did throw some musical curveballs at me. On that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
Ah, let's go to this one. This one is from Philip, who says, Kate, I laughed out loud when I heard you talking about songs that you, identify with, songs that you just sing every single time they're on the radio, and you talked about Hotel California. Yeah, I talked about songs that get stuck in your head, and Hotel California is kind of one of those songs for me, or a line, and my 16-year-old nephew who's visiting picked this out because he heard me say it a bunch, and I didn't realize how much I said it, but, you know, just that one little quick line, life in the fast lane, he said I was saying that. This is so, apparently that's what I mutter. I think songs do get stuck in your mind, and sometimes it's a song that just keeps getting replayed sort of over and over and over again, and we did have fun doing that. And actually, some people, like this one I got from Bobby, sent a couple of his songs, and Bobby said, even though I am 35 years old, I like a wild mixture of music. And it was interesting when you talked about songs getting stuck inside your head. Sometimes the music can be older music from me, and sometimes it can be newer music. Lately, it's been mostly newer music, but I will say that Tiny Dancer from Elton John is a song that gets stuck in my head, especially when I get tired of listening to what I've put on my playlist and I go to what I call regular radio, terrestrial radio. And so there you go. And I think that's what it is. I think you just bop around and then you come up with, you know, you come up with other, you just, songs gets just stuck in your head, bottom line. All right, we move from that to this one from Sam I Am. Kate, it's been a long time. I've heard you talk about cars on the show. And how about the Tesla? Tesla's new Model 3, I say you should endorse it. And if Elon Musk was smart, he would get you one. Or cut you a deal for one. You know what Tesla's saying? That they're averaging about 1,800 net reservations every day for the cheaper electric car. And they had an event last week, and they handed over the first 30 Model 3 cars. So it's interesting. They talk about this reservation number, but then there was also cancellations in the mix of the 455,000 calls that they took. But I guess they're on track to hit their production goals. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to produce 1,500 Model 3 cars in the third quarter, and the number climbs up. And so without a doubt, this is a realization finally. And, you know, when you're talking about, you have the super higher-end Teslas, and then you have the, you know, less expensive Teslas. And the bottom line is this, because, you know, I'm a stock chick, right? I'm not giving stock advice, but it's interesting to see what happened with all of this news. Tesla jumped up, smacked up 8% in after-hours trading following the earnings report that came out because of the earnings report and what they said last week. So, yeah. I think we're going to start to see more and more Teslas, different kinds of Teslas on the road, I guess, is the thing. How about this? This one I got from The Shake. Oh, I'm not even going to go there with this. If someone says they're The Shake, it's a nickname, whatever it is, I don't know. The Shake says, yo, Kate, how are you at doing the Uber thing and the Lyft thing? Which one do you prefer? I like Uber. You know, I've never done Lyft, and people are referring to these services that pick you up, car services, for those few people that might not know. I saw an interesting story about that. There's a lot of people, I guess a lot of the drivers are working for both services, and how can they do that? But maybe that they can. So you'd have to have two separate apps and phones, and you probably could make more money, boost up more money. So with Uber, it's good. I mean, Uber's, I've had a couple of really good Uber experiences because you just punch in where you're going, they pick you up, boom, bada bing, that's it. And it's a good deal. I mean, I've done it in New York, I've done it in Dallas, I've done it in a couple of different places, and it's good. And it's, certainly in New York, it's better than hailing cabs. I wonder what it's doing to the cab business there. I can only imagine that's got to be off a little bit. And some people are great at it. I mean, they just, boom. And I've gotten better at it. You just, can, like I said, call it up, boom, you're in there. Get off the plane, there's the Uber or whatnot. That's what it is. Okay, how about this one? This is crazy. This one is from Brad, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you pay attention to current events and whatnot, and you're fascinated by the sea because you talk about sharks and swimming in Florida recently. I heard you talk about that. Did you see the story about the kid with the, you know, with the bloody legs that he had, and there were some sort of sea creatures that attacked him, and it happened, I think, in Australia, but you may know better than me. No, you know what, you know where this was? It was a very weird deal. He went to the beach, and it was in Australia, and he was playing soccer. This kid, he was 16-year-old, playing soccer with his friends, and of course they got, you know, tired, whatever, took off shoes, and dipped his legs into the water of this street beach over the weekend because his you know, feet were aching, and he walked out of the water and he thought it was sand covering his ankles below his calf, and he shook it off because it felt awful. He shook it off and it came off, but what he shook from his legs wasn't sand. You know what it was? It was this, I mean, and there was just blood everywhere. It was these weird fleas. Can you imagine? They call them sea fleas. And who knew there was such a thing? But there is, and they do, it's like tiny bites. So there was tiny bites all over him. And then, you know, so he was bleeding. It caused this flow of blood. And all these pinhole bites on his feet and legs kept bleeding, so they had to go to the hospital. And his pain was terrible. And the staff at the hospital had no clue what it was. But when he was soaking his feet, he was just like raw meat to these sea feeders, these sea lice, whatever, and he collected thousands of them. I mean, wow, chunks. It was like raw meat, I guess. And and that's what they did. The flesh was like the meat for these flea-type things. And so now people are capturing them and trying to examine them. Amphibipods is what they're calling, and they say they're scavengers. But they usually don't cause that kind of an injury because that's not what they do. So their nickname is sea lice. So look out for the sea lice. Oh, the kid looking at his legs. It is crazy to see that. Everything else you have to fend off, now you got to worry about sea lice. You got to be kidding me. Wow. Unbelievable. That's all I'll say. Unbelievable. Coming up on America Tonight, where are we going next? We're bouncing back to a couple of the hits, as I like to call them. What's buzzing in the headers? In other words, what are people talking about across the country? That's where we'll head. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Of ATN, I like to check the headers, and what does that mean? So what's buzzing across the land? We started off the show, talked about Washington, which pretty much there's not a lot of play. Conversations outside of D.C. mostly, because it's vacation time, let's face it. Unless the world blows up, you're going to get little bits and pieces here and there. And, of course, there are scary situations, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, who knows? Hey, it's like a toy chest for him, right? Oh, maybe today we'll test another one of our missiles and see if we can hit California. I mean, we're just testing for distance. Don't worry. We're not really trying to hurt anyone. So North Korea is always going to pop in there somewhere. But truly, if we were to look at the Gray Lady, and the Gray Lady, of course, is the New York Times. So we start with New York. there's a couple of different things that you would see. How about this? Probably right at the top, scientists fear Trump will dismiss climate change report. The Times said they reviewed a draft prepared by government scientists who say climate change is happening now and severely is affecting the United States. So we go back to the argument of climate change, extreme weather, what is it? The report directly contradicts claims about global warming made by the Trump administration, which, of course, has to sign off on it before it can be released. So that probably doesn't happen. And then we move to, as I mentioned, North Korea. North Korea warns the U.S. of retaliation over sanctions. He is not having any of it. Don't threaten me, and I will threaten you back if you try to do that. It's the same old deal. And then there was the big story, the bombshell that dropped, that was, of course, a big headline across the board, really. Any paper that you could pick up, it was news that print everywhere. Google fired a software engineer who wrote an internal memo that questioned the company's diversity efforts and argued that the low number of women in technical positions was a result of biological differences instead of discrimination. The memo, called Google's Ideological Echo Chamber, infuriated a lot of people in Silicon Valley because it talked about gender stereotypes, like the notion that women are less interested in high-stress jobs because they're more anxious. Wow. And it spread everywhere. And, of course, Google employees railed against the assumptions. So Google's chief executive said portions of the memo had violated the company's code of conduct and crossed the line. So that was that. One female engineer posted on Twitter, in reading the memo, that she would consider leaving the company unless Human Resources Department took action, and they did because it affected a lot of people. James Damore, who the software engineer who wrote the original memo, confirmed in an email that he had been fired. He worked at Google since 2013. He said he had written in the hopes of having an honest discussion about how the company had an intolerance for ideologies that did not fit into what he believed were its left-leaning biases. How about that? He worked on infrastructure for their search product. And he said he believed the company's actions were illegal and he would likely be pursuing legal action. Wow. Well, there was some backlash to that memo, for sure. There's some definite backlash. Then there's another big story about a woman who had three, and it goes to the expense of education, had three degrees from Harvard, and they cost $78,000. That's a lot of moolah to pay back, $78,000. A theater degree. I should say not three degrees. A theater degree. I'll tell you what. That better be some theater degree so you can put that to use. Can you imagine? That's a lot of payback, isn't it? So we jump from the New York Times to the San Francisco Chronicle. And what is the Chronicle talking about? Well, of course, the Google story. That is top, and Google's out there. Then there is the story about Wells Fargo accused of denying loans to immigrants in the DACA program. So there was a lot of interest in that. And on the lighter side, there was a story about Steph Curry and what he was doing in his off season and how he has spent his summer, one, playing golf, hanging with friends, and doing all kinds of other activities other than, of course, basketball. And then there was the story about a Goodwill store that was a flagship store that was closing after 20 years in a popular area, Mission Street, a major street in San Francisco. And they said the reasons are good because developers had offered the nonprofit a chunk of money, so they couldn't turn down the money, and then that's why that happened. So it wasn't because of hardship or no one going there or whatnot. All right, so let's pick some place in the Midwest. How about this? If we were to go to the Chicago Tribune, there were a couple of stories very indigenous to really Chicago, talking about DNA in a 1994 murder pointed to a serial rapist, not two men serving life. Well, that's nice. How quickly can they jump in there and turn this around? Because the forensic evidence really put these two guys behind bars, wrongfully convicted of this rape. So now they're talking about this serial rapist. So that means it's a matter of time, perhaps, before they quickly get out because the evidence is not leading in their direction anymore. And then there is the story about CPS announcing layoffs, saying they will deny budget proposals to give states more time to act on funding. So the Chicago Public Schools moved ahead with plans to lay off those teachers and staff members, but did not unveil their operational budget because they had to wait for school funding. Boy, Chicago is all kinds of messed up, isn't it? I have a cousin that lives there, and he likes so much about living there. But the confusion over education, the lack of education in some cases, the gang members, the killings, even in areas that are so-called safe areas. It's been, you know, it's been crazy. With no end in sight. I mean, that's the sad part. What's the story? How do you turn it around? How do you turn that kind of a situation around? And the answer is it's very, very difficult. Not difficult to thank all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, everybody.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.